So, can you present yourself and what you are doing, like a filmmaker, and a little bit about this event?
Okay, as a filmmaker, I am aspiring to enter a new genre. I call the genre mockumentary, and it is my vision to put together a work that is based on my life. I title it Leaving Taserville. Taserville is a name I've given to Vancouver now because it's a police state type of environment. It feels very unfriendly, very unsafe, and the police and the powers that be seem to have no respect for the true job they've been assigned to, which is looking after serving the public. They have become, as in many cases, I think, around North America, agents of the state, agents of the corporations, and the war against the poor, the war against drugs, the war. You see it everywhere. It's man's creation. I am a woman who cares for all of life. All of life is sacred to me. I want to take those police and teach them how to be aware of what their true and noble purpose is. So I will make a movie, a mockumentary, that will be viewed by everyone at some point, I hope. I'm still learning my skill, my craft. But I wish to use my creativity to awaken the sleeping prophet, the sleeping heart of those who walk a dark path. Those who don't even recognize the harm that they're doing, they think they are perhaps upholding some worthy purpose, and yet truly, if they could see with their heart instead of their programmed in a, what would you call that, indoctrinated brain, if they could see the true harm they're doing, is my hope that everyone that sees the work that I will ultimately craft from all the clips that I capture. I go to many different rallies around town. Plus, I live right in the downtown core, so I see an awful lot of abuse of authority, and so I try to capture that. And I've had a brick put through my car window, I do believe, by the police themselves. You know, most people, they put a brick through your car window, they take something. My car parked right here in Police Alley, next door to a 24-hour manned, secured construction site where they're doing renovations at 3 o'clock in the morning, one evening. There goes a brick through my window, and nothing was taken from my car. And I've been arrested, wrongfully arrested, when I'm out with my camera. So I can empathize with people that are routinely treated like this. It's a very rare occurrence for me until most recently when I go, hey, I've had enough. I'm going to get a camera and I'm going to start documenting what I see, and I'm going to try to change the world through creativity. Not through violence, but through maybe some aha moments. You know, you see something like a picture and it really communicates to you. This is what I aim to do with my work. So anyone who sees me out with my camera, hopefully they don't feel like they're being singled out in any way. I'm not, you know, trying to single out any one person. I just want to capture this, the general ambiance of Vancouver as we move towards this, whatever it is, because it's been a police state, a no-fun city for a long time, and now with the Olympics on the horizon, it's just gone on steroids, this whole rush to, you know, lock up the poor and destroy the fabric of community wherever you find it, and use the drug war as a sham kind of reason to go after people. As soon as we legalize drugs worldwide, we won't have any unruly militias anywhere in the world claiming to be police or armies or anything doing the work of destroying community, the work of destroying the land, the work of destroying the future for our children. So I'm a proponent of ending the drug world worldwide, and I think Vancouver may perhaps lead the way in that initiative. That is my hope.
Do you think we can teach something to the police because they work for the working class?
Yeah, because they're human beings. They have hearts. They have children. A lot of them are fed up with the way things are, I do believe. Not all of them are really completely indoctrinated. A lot of them do have noble intent and purpose, and yet they find themselves perhaps in an untenable situation and have to cave in to their peer pressure to, you know, at least maintain paycheck. Now, a lot of people are working on how do we maintain family and paycheck. So I don't think all police have the wrong idea about how to go about their true work, but I don't think they're in a position, maybe, because that's the chief's job, that's the mayor's job, that's the police board's job, that's the, you know, how far up the chain do you go, and who do you stop passing the buck to? I don't know, because I wonder, you know, who is truly creating these international trade laws that say we can't do anything? You know, who's that person when you get to the pinnacle? I'd like to see their face and then show them my work. The documentary that may speak to them too.
And what means the 2010 Olympics for you?
It means an orgy of excess and destruction that it's crafted for the few, and especially it is staged to develop regions that prior to this were pristine, undeveloped, and habitat for animals and people who love the earth. All over the world, wherever they're staged, they leave poverty and destruction behind, and it only works for the incredibly wealthy few to even attend this, let alone benefit from it. And the legacy they leave is often poverty, gentrification, and destruction of habitat, as well as livelihoods, because it's a quick, what would you call that, dash to maximize profits and also to militarize a zone in the name of a sporting event. So it is a hideous misuse of public fund, and it doesn't do a thing for the region. It does things for the people in charge of the puppet masters that put on the show. So what I see here happening in the 2010 Olympics is that the world economic meltdown, as well as the seismic upheaval we're probably just due to have any day, is going to actually take the job out of the activists' hands. You know, I think these Olympics will not go forward. I do believe there will be a way, and I'm not saying that that's a threat to anybody's livelihood at this point. I just think, you know, that there is an intelligence that runs the universe that's had enough, and that we are the arms and legs and mouths and eyes of that intelligence, and we've also had enough. Most people feel that way. You won't find the people that disagree with us out here on the street meeting us to debate us. You'll find them behind closed doors guarded by police, and only a few of their followers behind barbed wire fences raising flags, you know? So that's got to tell you something about the state of affairs. Maybe we get to see the end of the Olympics here in 2010 or before. Who knows? Maybe the world will be liberated.
Hey, and how do you feel like a woman in this neighborhood, in this moment?
This moment I feel under siege to some degree, because the people that are meant to be protecting the peace and creating safety are part of the problem. So I don't feel like the police are anyone I'd really freely turn to necessarily if I was in a circumstance that needed some aid. But I do know many of the people down here. I've lived down here for a while. I've also, before moving down here, volunteered for several years, getting to know people and finding out what sort of drew me here. I did have a son who was murdered at the age of 21, and his friends had a skateboard half pipe indoor ramp. So it's the first thing that brought me to the downtown, was to go and see my son's friends. And after that I went, hey, this isn't such a bad place. It's not like what they write about in the newspaper, what you hear on the television or hear in the most radio stations. It's not that scary a place. Actually, it feels like the heart and the soul of the city resides here. And I kept on coming back and joining in wherever I could to help whatever I could down here, and found by and large these are really good people. You know, some people are strung out, and some people are actually down here trying to assist those tortured souls find, you know, their way back. But not everyone wants to go into abstinence-based programs or through religious-based programs, and so they find a lot of closed doors when they do decide to make a change, because a lot of the way they want to change is not necessarily the most user-friendly way to go. And that seems to be what gets shoved down people's throats. So I like to see things done by the people, for the people that are affected by the circumstances, not sort of top-down parachute in, I've got my degree and I'm going to tell you how to do it. But we've got so much creativity, so much genius, so much talent in the downtown core. We wouldn't be hard-pressed to put anything together were we given the funding and the autonomy to really focus on what needs to be done. We would hope that Gregor Robertson would hear this and listen, you know, that he'd be the man paying attention, but who knows, he may be another puppet.
Yeah.
He may prove himself to be something different. We'll see. I don't have much faith in Obama. I think that's a whole charade. And governance, as it sits right now, being so male-dominated, I think should be transformed entirely. And I don't want women that think like men, like Hillary Clinton or Margaret Thatcher or any of those, you know, in charge. I want a council of elders, not all women, but, you know, elders that operate with vision, looking after the community, be that global or local. And that would be my prayer answered, and I think that's coming. I think that day is almost here. That's what I look forward to seeing.
The people want to have more information about what you was talking about. Do you have a good source of information to
prepare? You know, one of the most amusing websites I visited recently is FKN News. Have you run into that on web? It's a comedic portrayal of today's head lies. Not headlines, head lies. I think you go and you listen to that man with his comedic wit tell you about today's events in a way that the mainstream media will not touch. Not even Jon Stewart and his fakey news would not say as much as some people will say online. And this man has captured my heart because of his wit and his ability to tell the truth in a way that it might alarm you, it might scare you. I'm watching Two Eagles as we speak right now. Holy moly, that's a blessing. Oh, yes, that's a blessing. Even in this scary old city, we've got beautiful eagles soaring and uplifting our spirits. But yeah, there's an awful lot of good stuff online. And one of the ways I've been hooking into it is going to Craigslist and going on to Vancouver and then to the community politics and other kinds of forums that go on and just see who's saying what about what. And then often one thing leads to the next. And I'm self-educated and self-aware. I got out of high school and didn't know much. Never went to another so-called school because I felt like they were all teaching you how to not think. And how to not succeed and how to not be truly creative. They were widget schools rather than true liberating of genius schools. So I find my information in the streets and through people I meet and through books I choose to read and websites I, you know, click into somehow or another. Mostly from people, though. I think that's the best way to go. You know, when you've got someone in front of you, you can tell where they're coming from. When you're, you know, looking at a website, you might, who knows what, you know? Waste a lot of time. I'd rather people got together. I don't mind coming out to a protest, to a rally where people have issues and they're chanting slogans, but I'd also like to see way more joyous celebration of the daily experience of just being happy to be alive on the planet and to be part of the change that is going to be the legacy of us being here, you know, that it gets better for the future generations and better for the people right now that we touch day to day. So that is, you know, what keeps me alive, what keeps me going, and what keeps me fearless in this community. Because otherwise you would be caving into, oh no, is it the police or the drug dealers or the who's after me next, you know? Instead, go out with a song in your heart, a smile on your lips, and just say hi to people. And if you can, find a joke to make them laugh.
Thanks.
You're welcome.